This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A Democratic bill to strengthen security for election equipment and boost training for election workers cleared its first committee on a party line vote. CPR's Benja Berkland has more.
The bill would also ban anyone who oversees elections from knowingly or recklessly making false statements about the election process. Democratic Senate President Steve Fenberg is the main sponsor.
There are people that work within the election systems, especially at a local level, that potentially pose a threat. And we need to make sure we're doing everything we can that our election system is secure from outside forces as well as internal forces.
The bill was introduced 2 days after Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters was charged with multiple felonies for an election equipment security breach. It now moves to the Senate Appropriations Committee. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The Senate Transportation and Energy Committee approved a bill Tuesday that encourages power companies to build bike paths under future power lines. It requires utilities tell local communities about potential power line proposals and paths and work with them to build the new trails. Democratic State Senator Jeff Bridges is a sponsor.
People want to live in Colorado because of those outdoor recreation opportunities that we have here, and this bill helps to create even more.
Opponents worry the bill could force new trails across farms and ranches. Supporters insist projects would only move forward with the support of local communities and private landowners. The bill now heads to the whole Senate. Colorado Congressman Jonah Goose has tested positive for COVID-19. The representative for the state's 2nd congressional district says he is vaccinated and only has mild symptoms. Goose plans to work remotely for the time being. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 2:06.